Welcome to Planning for Retirement with Scott Nelson. Plan well, retire happy.
Today we want to give you a guide to recognizing scams. Again, my name is Scott Nelson. I'm a financial advisor. And here with me is Elise.
Hi, I'm Elise Azaris, and I'm here to learn and share experiences. Today, we're delving into a topic that affects people of all ages, how to recognize and protect yourself from scams.
That's right, Elise. Scams, unfortunately, are becoming increasingly more sophisticated, and it's crucial to be informed and vigilant. We've heard several stories from clients who've come in and shared with us sad things that have happened to them. So let's talk about different types of scams.
Absolutely. One of the most prevalent scams is phishing. This involves deceptive emails or messages that trick individuals into revealing sensitive information, for example, like passwords or credit card details.
Phishing's really dangerous because it can be difficult to spot. So always be cautious of unexpected emails, especially those asking for personal information or urgent action. If it's a legitimate source, they should already have that information and would not therefore be asking you. So always ask yourself, does that seem right?
True. Another major scam is the infamous tech support scam, where scammers pose as legitimate tech support and convince victims to pay for unnecessary services. We have seen this a lot.
Yeah. At least a half a dozen different clients have reported this to us. So again, legitimate companies are never going to cold call you for tech support. So always verify the caller's identity. The best way to do that verification is to hang up on that particular call and call back the tech company at a number you know is theirs. Don't trust the information in the email or given to you over the phone.
Then there's the lottery or sweepstakes scam, where victims are told they've won a prize, but they must pay fees to claim it. And I see it in my email all the time. And so we need to be careful with that one.
Don't be sending money or providing personal or banking details in order to win a prize. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Wise advice. So let's shift gears and discuss how scammers manipulate emotions into their advantage.
Yeah, emotional manipulation is a key tactic. They got to get you worked up in some way or another in order to induce you to act. So they play mainly on fear, excitement, or urgency to make victims act without thinking.
Absolutely. Fear-based scams often involve threats of legal action or financial ruin to coerce victims into immediate action.
Yeah, and excitement-based scams exploit people's desire for quick and substantial gains, promising huge profits with minimal effort.
So being able to recognize these emotional tactics can help us stay calm and make informed decisions.
So talking about recognizing red flags when dealing with investments or financial opportunities.
So high-pressure sales tactics are a major red flag. Legitimate investments should be thoroughly researched, and you should have time to make a decision. You shouldn't have to do it right then and there on the spot.
Exactly. Also, be cautious of promises of guaranteed returns or risk-free investments. All investments carry some type of risk, and no one can guarantee exactly what the outcome is going to be.
Yes, and always verify the legitimacy of the company or individual offering the investment. Check for proper licensing and credentials, like Scott mentioned earlier. If you have that phone call, hang up and call the number that you know.
Great point. Thank you, Elise. So in the rest of our time, let's talk about ways to protect ourselves from these scams.
So first and foremost, education is key. Stay informed about common scams and tactics to recognize them. And that's kind of why we are going over that today, so that you are educated.
Absolutely. Also, regularly monitor your financial accounts and credit reports for any suspicious or new activity and report it immediately if you detect anything unusual.
So implement strong passwords and use two-factor authentication to add an extra layer of security to your online accounts.
And lastly, trust your instincts. If something seems too good to be true or raises doubts, take a step back and do the proper research before you move forward.
That's a great closing point. Trusting our instincts can save us from falling victim to scams.
For sure. So we're close to running out of time. I just want to mention one more scam that involves a lot of emotion. Those of you who are listening who are grandparents, you may have heard some of these stories on the news where there'll be a phone call from somebody allegedly somewhere distant and your grandchild's in trouble. And if you don't send bail money, airplane ticket money, etc., etc., again, take a step back, call your children, call another family member. Did they really travel to that location? Take a breath, take a pause, and see what's going on. We've had clients tell us stories about getting an email that their Amazon account's been compromised and click here to go in and verify your stuff. And before they were through, there'd already been several hundred dollars taken out of their account and purchases made that they had nothing to do with.
Yes. Remember, knowledge is power, and being informed and cautious can protect you from scams. So stay safe out there.
Awesome. Thanks, everyone. And as always, we'd love it if you shared this with your friends. Our hope is to make a major difference in people's lives financially, and especially when it comes to anything retirement related. We'll talk to you next time.
If you found this information useful, please share it. If there is something you hear that raises a question, you can sign up for our free consultation as well as sign up for our free newsletter. Visit askscottnelson.com to sign up. Thanks for listening. Remember, if you plan well, you can retire happy.
The information provided is for educational purposes only and is not intended as investment advice for anyone. All information discussed is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation as to its completeness or accuracy. The views presented today are those of SLN Financial Incorporated and do not necessarily represent the views of Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. The opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and do not constitute financial, legal, or tax advice. Please consult your financial professional before executing any financial strategy. Investment advisory and financial planning services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Alpha Star and SLN Financial Incorporated are independent entities.